Okay. Today is Daf Pei Beis. We're in Pei Aleph and Beis by the two dots. By the first two dots, it's a one, two, three, four lines. Where the lines get wide. So the Mishnah said, Toda. If somebody designates a Toda, he v'lacham and ha-maiser yavi. If he's going to bring it for maiser, so he has to bring it. So the Gemara says, yavi, lo sagi de lo maiser. Well, you have to bring maiser. What if you don't want to bring maiser? You have to? So the Gemara says, no. Rav Nachman v'chit amri, ratza mevi, lo ratza lo yavi. If you want to, then yeah. And if not, you have to bring for maiser. If you want to, you can. Next, lo yavi mechite maiser sheni, elamot maiser sheni. Remember I said, well, the Gemara will explain this. You can't, you're allowed to use maiser sheni, you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni, right? Sometimes you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni for a Toda. However, says the Gemara, don't use the wheat of the Meiser Sheni. Don't use the wheat of Meiser Sheni. Rather, use the money of Meiser Sheni. Right? And we said, what's the difference? Why? So, right? Right? Rav Nachman de Rav Chisda Omri Tavayu Lo Shanu Ela Mechite Meiser Sheni. That's only true regarding the actual wheat of Meiser Sheni. Avon Mechitin Halakuchos Mos Meiser Sheni Yavi. But wheat that is bought from Meiser Sheni money, that's fine. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah Kamed Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting by Rabbi Zerah. The Yosef Ika Amar, who was sitting and he said, Lo Shanu, same thing. Lo Shanu, the whole din is Ela Mechitin Meiser Sheni. You can't use the wheat of Meiser Sheni. Avon Mechitin Halakuchos Mos Meiser Sheni Yavi. But from wheat that's purchased with Meiser Sheni money, that's perfectly fine. Amalei, so Rav Zera said to Rav Yirmiyah, Rebbe, at Omer King, you say that. Ani Omer, I say, afilu michitin halakuchos mimas Meiser Sheni lo yavi. No, you can't even use the money that's purchased from Meiser. You can't even use the money. Meiser Sheni is always proof. What do? You have too much to schlep, so you redeem it on money. Even that money you can't buy wheat to make Meiser Sheni out of it. What do? You can only make, we're going to say it's end. You can only buy bread. You can't buy wheat. Only bread, only finished product. Not the wheat. Okay? Now, let me hold. I'll explain my reason, I'll explain your reason. I know what I hold, but I also even know what you hold. I'll tell you your reason. Your reason is like this. Toda. Where do you learn out that you're allowed to bring a Toda for Meiser Sheni money? Where'd you get that from? You got that from Mishlamim. From Mishlamim. Right? By the way, how do you know Mishlamim? And how do you know that you're allowed to bring Mishlamim for Meiser Sheni money? Not only are you allowed to, it's the best thing to do. How do you know that? Sham mi Meiser. It's a Gzeira Shava. It's a Gzeira Shava. Right? It's dead by Meiser Sheni Shava. It's dead by Mishlamim Shava. So it's a Gzeira Shava. It's a Gzeira Shava. It's a Gzeira Shava. Therefore, we learn out hand in hand, right? We learn out what? That it's best to use Meiser Sheni money, bring shlomims. And by the way, Toda is a shlomim. Like you said, Toda is a shlomim. So, umina. Now, Toda is the same story. Now, ma shlomim. Just like a shlomim. Ain goop on Meiser. A shlomim is not Meiser. What is it? It's an animal. It's a miser. It's purchased with miser money. Ah, toda nami, so to the toda, ain gufa miser. The goof can't be miser. Okay, which is why you can't cut wheat off your field. Give to the levy, give to the kohen, give to everybody. I have leftover wheat. I'll make a toda out of that. Can't do that. Why? Just like the shlomim is not miser, so to the toda can't be miser also. Now, bahani chiti halakuchos b'mos miser sheni, but if you buy wheat with money for Meiser Sheni, ain't goof on Meiser. The goof is not Meiser. Look at Rashi, the last wide line. The osen chitin, sheyachal litcha mehem, the wheat that you're going to purchase, lo hayushal Meiser, that's not Meiser. Elashenikacho, bekesef Meiser. It's bought with Meiser money. Okay? Asks the Achronim, I don't know who this is, the Chidushay Gimel Reishin Samach? Who that is. He asked an unbelievable question, which the Gemara is going to ask later. We have a rule, ain't done an efsher, mishi'i efsher. Don't compare something impossible from something possible. Meaning, it's impossible. It's impossible for an animal to be miser. It's impossible. Don't call it miser behemoth. It's impossible for it to be miser. Wheat is very possible for it to be miser. So maybe wheat and animals have different rules. The Gemara is going to say it later by Korban Pesach. Well, the Gemara is going to say the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim didn't have a Mizbeach. So maybe Korban Pesach never needs a Mizbeach. The answer is, that's Efsher. That was E-Efsher. There was no Mizbeach. There's no Mizbeach in Mitzrayim. Right? So you have a concept. Efsher, E-Efsher. So you have to figure out an answer to that question. So, now, he says, that's your reason. Now I'll tell you my reason. My reason is you can't even use the money to buy Mitzvah. That's even more strict. Eim atayim adidi. Now I'll tell you my reason. What's my reason? Toda mehecha ka yalfina la. Where's Toda learned out from? Where is Toda learned out from? It's learned out from Mishlamim. Like we said, Vishlamim sham sham mimaitzer. And Shlamim is Gzeira Shava sham sham mimaitzer. We said it already. Mash, listen to this. Listen to how far Gzeira takes it. Mash Shlamim. Just like a Shlamim. Ein min maitzer. A Shlamim is it has nothing to do with maitzer. An animal has nothing to do, it's as far away from maitzer as you can get. Af Toda, so too, a carbon Toda, the animal, or the bread, ein min maitzer. It can't be a min maitzer. La fuke chitin, halakuchas, b'mos maitzer sheni, de min maitzer nidu. Wheat is a min maitzer. Therefore, you cannot even use money to buy wheat. What do? How do you get the Toda out of it? You buy bread. You buy a finished product. That's as they explain. You have to buy, the only way to do it is to buy a finished product. Okay? Correct. You have to buy the edible things. We're going to have that now. What do you do with... Yeah, that's the optimum thing to do. The optimum thing is to make karbanos out of it. We're going to have a story now. What's the story with the hide? Because the hide is not edible. So maybe the hide, you have to resell the hide and then buy more karbanos of that. Keep on doing that. Anything edible. And by the way, you can't buy water. You can't use water and salt because these things are not considered kosher. A bunch of rules that might be changing, but the optimum thing to do is to buy kabbalah. So you want to pick a Toda? That's fine too. The only shayla is, what do you do with the bread? So the machlokas, you can't use the wheat. Why? It's zera shava. Technical reason. Misvara, there's no reason why not. Exactly. So why? It's a technical thing. Okay. Brand new topic, David. A brand new topic. What? Oh, so we're going to have that right now. What if you buy a chaya? I love deer. Can I do that? Can I spend my chaining money on deer? The answer is yes. Why not? Yeah, you're making a big cake, but you love cake. 100%. The optimum thing is carbonos. Because you know why? Then the basement is also get. That's the optimum thing. You don't have to. Only according to him. Right, it's exactly what the Gemara is talking about right now. Exactly what he's alluding to, the Gemara is going to discuss right now. Amar of Ami. Hamatfis mos maitzer sheni l'shlamim. Let's say the guy says, sitting in his living room, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Haifa, and he's looking at his pile of maitzer sheni money. He says, you know what? I'm going to buy animal shlam with that money right over there. You see that money right over there? That's my maitzer sheni money. I had acres and acres of wheat. I sold it all. I paid a fifth. I got maitzer sheni money right there. I'm going to buy shlam with that. So that statement is meaningless. It's a meaningless statement. So says the Gemara, lo kanu shlamim. That didn't get you anywhere. Why? Says Rashi, the Rashi of Hamatfis. See the Rashi? It's like four lines where the lines get white with skinny. Shemizame mos ma'aser sheni lekuchos shlamim ahen. You set aside money to buy ma'aser sheni. Just the other way around. You set aside money from ma'aser sheni to buy shlamim. Af agaf to stam mos ma'aser shlamim heim. Even though we hold stam. Meister Shaney money should be used for Shlomim. It should be used for Kabbalah. Shouldn't buy gear. You can, but you shouldn't do that. Af agaf de matfis behu beferish. And even though you said it straight out, right? You said it straight out. I know, I love gear, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to succumb to that. I'm going to use it for Shlomim. You said that. Look on a Shlomim. You didn't say anything. Why? The technical reason here. It's not just a Svara. Delo chala al osan mos kedusha Shlomim. Because the kedusha of the shlamim cannot fall on that money. Why not? Ella shiachol litos behem kol davar acher sheyirta. You can still purchase whatever you want. You can take a purchase the deer. Why? Because the money, by you making that seat, this money is already kadosh. What kind of kadusha is it? It's Barisha Chani kadusha. What kind of kadusha is that? We're going to have a machlokas about that. What kind of kadusha it is. Whatever it is, it's a certain kind of kadusha. You can't now, how are you making it more kadosh now? How are you turning that into shalom kadusha? By just talking? That doesn't work. You got to do a key, you got to buy it. That'll change. Just by you talking in the living room, that's not going to do anything. Okay? My time, the Gemara asks, why? So says the Gemara, Dilo alima kedushas hashlamim, the shlamim's not strong enough, lemechal akedushas maiser sheni, to fall on the kedusha of maiser sheni. Look at Rashi. Rashi has one line, which doesn't, extremely cryptic. He says, the next Rashi there, shelo yehe yachol litnu b'chol asher tavas nafsho. You're not able to satisfy the pasuk of, I will do what my heart's desire. What does that mean? Just what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? So they explain it. It means like this. So the Achmanim explain, what Rashi means to say is, of course, when you have Ma'aser Sheni money, the best thing to do is to buy Shlamim. That's for sure. However, the way to transfer the Kedusha from the money onto the animal is not by talking. It's by actually doing something. So that's what we kept saying. Right? Just if you talk, okay, I'm gonna buy the animal. It doesn't change anything. No status change. Why not? Because by you talking, you can't change the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni just by talking about it. You gotta do something. Take the money, go to a store, buy an animal. So far, so good. What are you most cool in? I don't know, maybe you could. What? I don't know if there's a chiddush here. Might be a chiddush, just saying. Right, can't you say that? I have most fooling and I'm so happy I won the lottery, I'm going to take that money and buy him a carbon? Wouldn't that, you're committed, yes, I don't know exactly, maybe it's different over here. So that's what Rashi says, Shelo yeyachol litno b'chol asher tavas nafsho. You can't satisfy that pasuk. Very cryptic Rashi. Meitzvei, wait a minute. Halokeach, listen to this. Halokeach chaya. If somebody says, I'm going to buy a chaya, I love deer so much, I'm going to bring a deer for a carbon shlamim. Now, we all know there's no such thing like that. Right? There's no such thing like that. So someone doesn't know that. He says, he doesn't know the halakha. He never learned the zvachim. He missed that dafyon for 4 months. So he doesn't know you're not allowed to bring a chaya. So halokeach chaya lezivche shlamim. If someone designates a chaya for a shlamim, which is no such thing, or ubehema, Labasar taiva, or a behema, not a carbon. But you could do that. Right? You could do that. So the halacha is, lo yatsa ha'or l'chulim. The or doesn't go to chulim. In both cases, the or doesn't go to chulim. Why? There's a special pasuk. There's a special pasuk that says, when you redeem money, ma'aser sheni money, when you buy karbonos of it, there's a special pasuk. Now the skin, the hide, is not edible. So what happens to that hide? What happens to the hide? By an ola, it goes to the kahanim. You're not having an ola here. You have to eat it. So it's a shlamim. So what happens to the hide? Lechora, it goes back to the owner. Now, what's the story with this hide? I would think, you got to take this hide. Let's say the animal's worth $100. The hide's worth $5. You have to sell the hide, take those $5, and put it toward money to buy more kabbalah. And keep on doing that. So there's a special process. You don't have to do that. The hide goes to chulam. A special exemption, the Gemara in Erevin. Rashi brings down the whole Gemara in Erevin. The hide goes to Chulin. But over here, that's only if you designated a carbon. But over here, you didn't designate a carbon. What'd you designate? A chaya. There's no such thing. Or, what'd you designate? An animal, but not a carbon? Again, why should the hide go to Chulin? The only time. So that is a special, it's a special Zeret HaKasa. The Gemara says, it's a pasuk in I don't know, A. The nasata kesef b'chol asher tavas nafshecha ba'bakar ba'tzon ba'yayin b'sheicher. So the Gemara says extra. You just said b'chol. You said b'chol asher tavas nafshecha. Whatever your heart desires. Then you said bakar tzon yayin sheicher. Why are you specifying? The Gemara says, well, from the extra word bakar you learn, but not the skin. The skin can go. You can keep the skin home and make a pocketbook out of it. Tzon. That you're allowed to shear the wool and keep the wool. You don't have to tell that wool, right? Yayin, what do you learn out from Yayin? They can keep the bottle, right? So the Gemara says, what do you learn out from Sheikhar? All these different things you learn out. So what do you see? It's only by a carbon. Why special for Teres HaKasa? The Gemara in Erevin. Special by a carbon. So if it's not a carbon, the R doesn't go to Chulin. The R remains Kadosh. And we do that R. You're going to have to sell it, use the money, and buy more Kavanos, or more food, right? Fine. Say that that holds true by a behemoth that's not a carbon, and by a Chaya that you made into a carbon, but there's no such thing. Okay? Now, Lav Lamembra, isn't that talking about a case? Dekanu Shlamim. Right? Dekanu Shlamim. What is that? How does the article translate the word Dekanu Shlamim? What? Requires what? The Shlamim acquired. So what does that mean? That means that all you didn't buy anything. All you did was say, I can't wait to take this money, and I'm going to buy this money, I'm going to buy a deer for a carbon. Why? I love deer, and I love carbonos. Now you never knew you can't do something. Didn't Rav Ami just say you can't do that? So it's a kasha on Rav Ami. That's a very weak kasha. But it's a kasha on Rav Ami. What did Rav Ami say? Rav Ami said the kedusha of shlamim cannot fall on money. And here it seems to be it is falling on money. Right? Correct? The reason why it's not a kasha is because Rav Ami said you can't put kedusha of shlamim on money. Here, you wanted to put kedusha of shlamim on a deer. It's a completely different thing. Completely different thing. That's why the kasha is not such a strong kasha. It's a very funny kasha. But putting that aside, we'll leave it as a kasha. So, how do we get out of this question? Ismar Allah, the answer is, we learned regarding this story, Amar Rav, Rav said, lo kanu shlamim, right? No. It's consistent. The kedusha of the shlamim never falls on a hide. Umay lo yata ha'or l'chulin. And what did it mean when it said the R doesn't go out to chulin? What does that mean? Like we said, the R doesn't go out to chulin. What does that mean? That means in a betorah lo tes ha'or l'chulin. It doesn't even come into the parsha that it even goes out. Right? Look at Rashi. The ain lo kedusha klal. It never had kedusha. Ha'il b'shalo kitora lokin denasahai or kilokeach mimos marser sheni sharlach harisha. It's like you buy an ox not to eat. I'm buying an ox because I need an ox to plow. That's not kedusha marser sheni on that ox. Why? You have no intention of eating it. You can't do that. You can't buy a tissue box. It's not edible. You can't buy or. It's not edible. So the whole thing, you never even bought it. The money was never chal on that. That's what it means. Back to the Gemara. Ein Torah's lotes are l'chulin. It never even got kadosh that it could even go back to chulin. It never kadosh to begin with. My time, why? Amar Rava, nasa kilokeach, sharla harisha. It's no different than when you buy an ox for harisha. What kind of business is that? So now it has kedusha, and now it doesn't have kedusha. You took my tashani money, you made him out of an avera. You made a mistake. You don't have to do that. Fine. Very good. Itmar, next. Hamatfit Moes Meiser Sheni L'Shlamim. If somebody donates Meiser Sheni for Shlamim, he said, it designates money for Shlamim, the Taksha of Achlokas. Rebbechanan Amar Kani. Rebbechanan says it's good. Rebbeleza Amar Lo Kani. Rebbeleza says no good. Now, Aliba Jeb Yehuda Amar Moes Meiser Sheni, Moes Meiser Mon, Head Yod Hu. Meiser money is Head Yod, has no Kedusha. The Kuli Amar Lo Pligi, the Kani. Everybody will agree it works. Keep Pligi, the whole Machlokas is Aliba Jeb Meir. Omar, Mos Meiser, Momos, Momon, Govahu. The money, Meiser Sheni money, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Manda Omar Kani, Rabbi Eliezer, hold it works, Kermeir, feels like Kermeir. Umanda Omar, that's below Kani, I'm sorry. Umanda Omar Kani, and Rabbi Yochanan, who said it works, he holds like this. Kivon de Meiser, Kari Le Shlamim, since Meiser is called the Shlamim, Ki Mit Fasle Nami Tafis. Then the Shlamim grabbed. Then the shlamim grabs on also, the money grabs on also. Therefore, when you designate most Meiser Sheni, the Kedusha falls on it. Now, Meisvei, 1 second. Hamatvis, most Meiser Sheni, the shlamim. When you designate money to be most Meiser Sheni, right? in other words, they have a pile of Ma'aser Sheni money, and you say, I'm taking that money, I'm going to buy Shlam with it. Kishu, now you have to go actually buy the money. You have to buy the animal. Kishu Podin, when you redeem the money, and you actually buy the animal, Mosif Aleim Shnei Chomshin. You have to give two-fifths. Not one-fifth, two-fifths. Why? Echad lehektish, one to hektish, because Allah says whenever you buy something from hektish, you have to pay a fifth. And be'echad lemaisa, one for the Ma'aser Sheni. Now, so the Gemara says, meet Savris, Dibbe HaKolhi. It doesn't go like everybody. Palmani, who is that? The only Rabbi Yehuda who held most Ma'aser Sheni has no Kedusha. So, to summarize. Can you buy an animal or a toda or a shlamim from most Ma'aser Sheni? Yes. The Gzeira Shava, Sham. That's for sure. Because the or goes to Chulin. It never was Kodesh. The or is never Kodesh. Right? Therefore it goes to Chulin. We learned that in the Erevin. Now, same story if you buy an animal or a chaya for a basar taiva. Right? The basar is Kodesh. With Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. Because it's still Ma'aser Sheni. And the or goes to Chulin. Now, what if you designate money for Ma'aser Sheni? What if you designate money for an animal for Ma'aser Sheni? You can buy it, it's designated. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Ami. Rav, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Ami hold that it doesn't have any Kedusha. Why? Because that's how we started off the Daf. There's no Kedusha. Therefore, you can do whatever you want with this money. And Rabbi Yochanan held, no, it does work. And therefore, you have to only buy shlamims. And the whole machlokas is within the Shita of Rabbi. Okay? That's the whole story. Now, Minayin, how do you know? La'omer, someone says, Harei alai toda. If someone says, I'm designating a toda, Shelo yavi elemen achulim. You should really only use it from chulim. Talmud lomar, V'zavachta pesach l'ashem alokecha son ubakar. V'alo pesach eid ba'elemen akvasim u'minayitim. You can only use it from pesach from a goat, or keves, or eitim. Right? Goat or sheep. Why would the pasuk say, is the pasuk there in Re'ei Shoftim, why would the pasuk say, B'zavach the Pesach Hashem Tzonu Bachar? That's not even true. So, of course, the pasuk says, Im Kain Ma Talmud Lomar Tzonu Bachar. Why is it Tzonu Bachar? The Tzonu Bachar has nothing to do with the carbon Pesach. Lahakish Kol Kahava Min Atzon U Min Abachar L'Pesach. It's comparing every animal brought from Bachar or Tzon to a carbon Pesach. How so? Ma Pesach Dovah Shebachoba. A Pesach is a Chiyuv. Every year you got to bring one. And Ve'ena Ba'el Malachulin. And it must be brought from Chulin. Ach Pal Dovah Shebachoba. Ve'ena Ba'el Malachulin. Lefikach, therefore. Omer Harei Alai Toda. If someone says I'm bringing on myself a Toda. Harei Alai Shlamin. Ha'ol U'bon Chova. Lo Yoviyu El Malachulin. It should only be brought from Chulin. Okay? Why is what a Chova? Yes, it's a chov because you promised to bring it. Again, the Gemara never said it's a chov because you got out of jail. It's a chov because you were saved from a life-threatening illness. That never says that. It always says because you obligated yourself. Right? Which is why we had a whole discussion. What's the story about that? Is that a chov? Is that a nice thing? Right? Okay. And the Gemara in Brachas does say that if you have one of those four things happen to you, you should bring carbon toda. The Gemara in Brachas does say it. The Gemara in Brachas, where it comes up, never says it. What? Right. Because the toes are different. What? Right. You obligate yourself. Then, right. The voluntary money you should use slummies. Right? I obligate myself to pay tzedakah. Okay, so now I'll take tzedakah money to pay tzedakah. I mean, it's not a good example. It's not a good example. Right? Right. That's right, exactly. Unisachim and Nisachim, which are the accompanying wine of a toad and a shlamim, the chal makom loyavu el menachol. That should never be brought from anything except for chol. Okay. Now Pesach Gufa Manoah. How do you know a carbon Pesach itself can only be brought from chol? Maybe I could make Pesach money from my Ma'aser money. How do I know? Maybe if you buy Ma'aser Sheni, I'll buy a carbon Pesach. How do I know I can't do that? So, Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nemar, Pesach,
b'mitzrayim.
Well, it says, you know, Messiah, you have to bring Korban Pesach, right?
B'nemar Pesach l'dorot,
and for the rest of history, it's also a Pesach.
Ma Pesach l'amar b'mitzrayim.
Just like the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim.
Lo bo'el menachulin.
It was only brought from Chulin. Right? It was only brought from Chulin. Because there was no such thing as Maisi then. No such thing.
Ah, Pesach l'amar l'dorot.
So too, forever, for eternity, lo bo'el menachulin. It only has to be brought from Chulin.
Amar lo Rabbi Akiva.
What kind of source is that?
The Chidon and Efshar, Mishii Efshar.
Can you bring me a Raya from something impossible to something possible?
Yeah, and Pesach l'amar l'dorot, there's no choice.
Of course they have to bring it from Chulin. But today, I can bring it from Eisa. Why not? You can bring me right from that. What kind of Raya is that?
So the Gemara answers, Omar lo, Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Akiva, Afal pi she'i efshar.
You're right. Even though it was impossible,
Raya gedolihi, it's still a great Raya, v'nilmad mihay meda. And I can still learn from it. What does that mean?
Since the Pesach in Mitzrayim is the Av, it's the father, it's the chief Pesach to everything that followed, even though you're right, technically it's E-Efsher, I don't care about that. I'm not impressed with that. Okay?
That's his answer. It's the best answer he can come up with. Right? Because Lamaisa, it is E-Efsher. Chazer Rabbi Akiva, continues, V'dono din acher.
He has another issue. Right? Rabbi Akiva has another issue.
What's his other issue? Ma, le Pesach le Mitzrayim. Shkin ein ton ma'an domen ve'emur in legale ha-mizbeah.
The Pesach and Mitzrayim didn't have any emur. Didn't have blood in the mizbeah. Right?
Tomar b'Pesach doros shetor ma'an domen ve'emur in legale ha-mizbeah.
But then what about the future? For the future, you should never require a mizbeah for a carbon Pesach. Didn't have it in Mitzrayim. Right?
So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Oh, so Amar lo,
Rabbi Eliezer answers back,
Harehu Omer, it says, in Parshas Bo, the avadata es avoda hados b'chodesh hazeh.
And you should do all the avodas, like in this month, like you did.
Right? You should do all the avodas of this month.
So says Rabbi Eliezer, what, you know what that pasuk tells you?
Shehu kol avodas shechodesh hazeh kazeh.
Right?
That all the avodas that are going to be done in this month forever, right? They should be done just like here in Mitzrayim. Right?
Meaning, only regarding the Chulin issue. Not regarding the fact that there's no Mitzvah. That I can't do anything about. But the fact that we brought in the Chulin, so Kazeh, just like now in Mitzrayim, we only brought from Chulin, so too for the future.
Now the Gemara says, wait a minute.
Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva asking the second question?
Esav our law that ain't done in Efshar, Misha E. Efshar, if he holds,
can't compare things that are impossible to things that are possible.
Leggy Bimulsa,
he should have kept quiet. He said his kasha. His kasha was, it's E-Efsha.
E-Hadarbe,
if he retracted that one, he took it back. You're right, Rabbi, on the other. In fact, it's E-Efsha, it's not a kasha.
If that's true, then the high de lo gomar, mi pesach, mitzrayim, the high de lo gomar, mi pesach, mitzrayim, mishum hai pircha. And the reason why he doesn't want to learn out of Pesach Mitzrayim is because of his second kasha,
the kasha about the Mizbeah. That you're right. Yes, sir, it doesn't bother me. You know what bothers me? There's no Mizbeah.
If that's true, who Pesach Midbar Yochiyah? The Pesach Midbar will refute that. Why?
Right? Why? What does that mean? Because in the Pesach in the Midbar, there was a Mizbeah, there was still no Maaser. Right? There was Pesach in the Midbar, right? In the Midbar there was a Mizbeah.
The one time they brought it,
there was a Mizbeah, but there was still no Maaser. So Rabbi Akiva, you're not making any sense.
So the Gemara says like this. Now, the Dvar of Rabbi Eliezer Ka'amar,
he was asking his Kasha within the world of Rabbi Eliezer. That has to be Chulin. But there was no Maaser. Right? There was no Maaser. No Maaser Sheni in the Midbar. So of course it was Chulin. So says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Akiva was asking in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Liddy D, first of all, I hold Ain Don and Efshar Mishi Efshar. I don't even hold the whole thing. The whole thing is ridiculous because it's E-Efshar. But Liddy D, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, you hold you can compare something that's E-Efshar.
Right? Damar to Don and Efshar Mishi Efshar. You can still, it's still good. So the fact that in Mitzrayim there was no Meiser doesn't bother you. However, Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, how do you answer this question? But in Mitzrayim, ain't Ta'un Matan Daman, Bimurin, Lagabi HaMizbeach. There was no Mizbeach there. Ta'un Pesach Doros, Ta'un Matan Daman, Bimurin, Lagabi HaMizbeach. So what are you going to say about that? You hear the kasha? What are you going to say about that? Bamale, Rabbi Eliezer, Bavarata. So what did Rabbi Eliezer answer back? A separate pasuk. Only after one man. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer back? Pesach Midbar Yochiyah. Why didn't he answer that? Why do you have the separate pasuk? What? What do you mean? The initial limb was from Pesach Mitzrayim. That's a problem. Two problems. First of all, it's Eifshar. Says Rabbi Eliezer, that doesn't impress me. Okay. Second problem, says Rabbi Akiva. They didn't have a Mizbeach there. So Rabbi Eliezer, you're right. But it says be Avadata. Because that, whatever you did, they keep on going. Now we're Mizbeach. Okay, that's not a kasha. So what, all the Echmanim asked, why didn't he say Pesach Midbar Yochiyah? Pesach Midbar, there was a Mizbeach, and there was still no. You have to figure out what was wrong with that answer. Oh, I'm sorry. The Gemara asked, Rabbi Eliezer, Lemele Pesach Midbar Yochiyah. Oh, what Pesach Midbar Yochiyah? So the Gemara says, you know what? Again, his answer was back only the Dvar of Rabbi Akiva Amale. His answer within the world of Rabbi Akiva. Lizzie, according to me, Don and Afshar Mishi Afshar. First of all, I hold Afshar Mishi Afshar. Mushim Hai Pircha Pesach Midbar Yochiyah. And by the way, Pesach Midbar will be Mochiach that one. Why? Because they didn't have him as, they had him as Beach, and there was still no Maisa. But according to you, Damarta ain't done an Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. But according to you, right? According to you, Rabbi Akiva, you're not Doresh Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. I have the Pasuk of Be'avadata. Therefore, you're wrong, Rabbi Akiva. And now the Gemara says, Bahashtanami Lifro. Right? Bahashtanami. Bahashtanami Lifroch, it's still a kasha. Look at Rashi. What's still a kasha? Bahashtanami Lifroch Rabbi Akiva. Bechidon and Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. Bahai Krov Avadata Lomashmalei. That pasuk could be Avadata. It doesn't make any sense. Why? The Haloksiv Beperish to Bamin Achulin. That pasuk doesn't say anything about Chulin. Rather it says, El Diyolof Mehekesho, the Hukol Avodah Shal Chodesh Adekodeh. That doesn't address the issue. She says to Gemara, Rabbi Akiva could still ask the kasha on Rabbi Eliezer, right? You could still ask the kasha and say that the hekish from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Ladoros is not a good hekish. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's still e-efsher, efsher, e-efsher. It's still not good. Oh, Amr of Sheshet, so meret, that's why we say, ain't mishivin ala hekish. You can't ask kasha on a hekish. You can't ask kasha on a hekish. Look at Rashi. Ain't mishivin ala hekish. Even though we have excellent questions here. Excellent questions. What's the questions? The questions are that Pesach Mitzrayim is Efshar. That's a very good question. You know what? Doesn't impress me. Why? The Adam Don Kal V'Chomer Me'atmo. You can come up with your own Kal V'Chomer. You have logic. Unbelievable. Right? The Ein Adam Don Gzereshava Mehekesh Me'atmo. You can't come up with your own Gzereshava. You can't come up with your own. Well, it says Vayomer over here, and it says Vayomer over there. So I'm going to make up a new halacha. You can't do that. Logic? You want to come up with logic? Again, if I could lift 100 pounds, I could lift 50 pounds. If you can apply that logic somewhere, halakabah, zereshava, not by yourself. Hekish, not by yourself. El imkein lamda meirabo, you lose it from your Rebbe, barabo meirabo, halacha lamoshe misinai. It has to go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Now, the problem with that is that other places, Rashi said some other things. Right. Where was that? There's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. There's a star in the Rashi, and he points it to a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah where he seems to say something else, Rashi. I think he says that, I think he says somewhere else that all only Zereshava can't be learned out by itself. In other words, the question is, what about the other? What about Kal Prak? You need a Rebbe for that? You need a Masorah for that? Or you can make it up on your own? Right? The only discussion here, Kal V'chomer, you for sure don't need a Rebbe. Zereshava Hekesh, you for sure do. What about the rest of them? Can you make Kal Prak Kal by yourself? That's over here, Kal. I'll make up my own. Can you do that? So Rashi here seems to say you can. Right. So the question, can you make up your own? Can you make up your own? That's a big mahal. Rashi needs to contradict himself to figure out what Rashi means. Okay, next. Uba Tarbitza Amor, and the Tarbitza said, what's Tarbitza? What? Beis HaMedrash, right? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, who Beis HaMedrash? Right? Mishum Shemar Bitzin Bo Torah. That's where they learn a lot of Torah. V'loshen Hosifu Bo Rabbonon B'Shas. Says Tosfos, the Rabbanan after the Amorim stuck that word in. Interesting. Right? The Rabbanan afterwards stuck in that word in Zashat. Right, what's going on? What? You don't say the word a lot at all. By the way, others argue on this Pshat, and they say the word Tarbitza means chaser. Comes from the word chaser. And what happened was, listen to this. Besides the people that were learning in the yeshiva, there were people that didn't get into the yeshiva. Couldn't get in. So they used to hang out in the hall. They used to hang out in the outside, in the courtyard. You hear this? They would hang out in the courtyard. And either they couldn't get in, or maybe they were able to get in, but they didn't want to learn what they were learning. They didn't want to learn from the Siddur, they didn't want to hold from the principles, the rules, so they didn't want to go. But they wanted to learn Torah, so they hang out in the outside. And he says, that's why, the Doris Rishonim says, that's why many times these Talmidim were not so medatik, because they didn't really have rebellion, so they were not so medatik, right? And then many times, you ever heard, the Gemara will say, Puk Tani Lebra, go teach that outside. Go to those guys out in the hall, go learn with them. You're not medakta. You belong with those people. They don't want to have a Rebbe. They don't want to come and learn. They're the half one and the half don't. Go stick with them. Interesting. A whole different interesting thing. Right? So anyway, they said, these people, either it's the Beit HaMedrash, the Pshadok says opposite, either it's the Beit HaMedrash, or it's the losers. Right? I don't want to say losers. They didn't make it into the Beit HaMedrash. Either one. Exactly opposite Pshat. They said, the Chidava Halama Behekish, Chazam Lama Behekish, the double Hekish over here. So the Gemara says, no, B'chol is my Pesach Kula Chazam Milchi. No, Pesach is all one big Hekish. Okay, fine, very good. Now, Rabbi Akiva, very easy. We'll get finished in 1 minute. Rabbi Akiva, Pesach De'eno Ba El Melechul Menale. How does Rabbi Akiva know that a Pesach can only be brought from Kula? How does Rabbi Akiva know? We had Rabbi Eliezer. What about Rabbi Akiva? So Nasli Mihai, he has it from the following part. Damar Kra, it says, Damar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Zos HaTorah, La'ola, La'mincha, La'chatas, La'shlamim, La'miluim, La'zevach, Hashlamim, Ola. All these words are extra. Why? Each one of these has its own parsha in the Torah. Why does the Gemara have a catch-all in all these? So, Ma'ola to'un a kli, Afkol to'un a kli. Just like an Ola needs a kli, everything needs a kli. Ma'hi, what kli is that? Ilema, Mizreg, if it's talking about the bull, but you're makabel the dam, gabe zivche shalmei, Tibur namiksiv v'yosem ba'agonos. So by the zivchei shalma tibur also has a bull. That can't be pshat. Ela sakin. Rather, it's a knife. V'ola gufa menolan. How do you know that a ola needs a knife? The chiv it says by the akeda v'yishlachav etziot aviga chesam achelat l'shchodes beno. He took a knife. That's the makor. You need a knife from the akeda. That Avraham Avinu took a knife. And by the way, v'hasam olahu. And Yitzchak was an ola. The chiv because it says. And he took the ram instead of his son. What? Forget that before I've seen it. The Chassam Sofer says, why didn't we bring the passage before that says, that Yitzchak was an Ola? Why are you bringing the passage from the ram? Right? The answer is, says the Chassam Sofer, because if the passage is from the Yitzchak, you can say that's a separate thing. Hashem told Abram to make it Ola out of it. No one does that. That can't be a teacher of any halachas. Yitro Gavino, that Yitro Gavino is going to be slaughtered as an Ola, that's a halacha that you have to use a knife, that's impossible. Oh, after you took a ram, that's completely normal. Oh, that could be the halacha. That could teach me the halacha. And from there you learn that Ola has to have a knife. Now we're going to go through every single one, and we're going to get to every Akiva Shita, and we'll stop here by the next one. Everyone have a good day.